KITV 4 meteorologist Malika Dudley lives in upcountry Maui, and it's been a roller coaster of emotions for her and her family.
Well, this is real life. Babies crying. We've got people with major sounds driving by, and I just got word from my neighbors that the fire is headed back towards our house. I called 911 and they are deploying, hopefully, fire to that area. My husband,
Malika Dudley, you may remember she joined us yesterday, not long after she had to evacuate her home in Maui with her two kids and the child of a friend. Malika, first of all, just how are you and the family as you are also working around the clock to get all of us updated?
Sorry, Kira. Asking how are you during this time is just really hard because everyone on the island, everyone in Hawaii, across the world, people are with us. We feel it. We feel them mourning with us. We feel them supporting us. And the aloha is overwhelming.
Right.
After letting people through for 90 minutes today, Maui police abruptly shutting down this entrance, leaving many drivers furious.
How are people supposed to get there if the damn roads are closed? Get some authority out there and figure it out. This is nonsense. How are people supposed to get there if the damn roads are closed? Get some authority out there and figure it out. This is nonsense.
We've been pulling people out since last night, trying to save people's lives. And I feel like we're not getting the help we need. You know?
Oh my God.
This is a nationwide issue at this point. Yeah, we need help. A lot of help. We gotta get people down here.
And we have two people here who actually survived, had to run for their lives. Joanne, describe what happened.
It was like Star Wars flashing fire. It sounded like a giant blowtorch, and you're running from that. And we had to run in the ocean because we were starting on fire. And we were in the ocean probably like 8 hours.
And we had to run in the ocean because we were starting on fire. And we were in the ocean probably like 8 hours.
Fighting the water, getting pulled out, flames were hitting you still. Things were falling from the palm tree on fire on you.
Terrifying. I understand you couldn't even see because of all of
the ash
embers.
And the embers. You just and it kept trying to wash it out with salt water.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You got it.
And you suffered some injuries. Can you show us?
Oh, not bad compared to how some people are. I made through it very, very, very nicely.
Luckily, you made it out alive, but your house did not survive, I understand.
No, not a thing. I walked back up there at 5:30 in the morning, and it was just a pile of ash. The whole neighborhood.
The entire neighborhood. How do you cope with something like that? So much loss.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. I'm just trying to do what I can before it really hits me because I don't want to even think. You know, I lost my four cats, I think. And,
oh, my goodness.
And all of my neighbors. And, you know, we don't know where some neighbors are still.
At this point, 67 people have been confirmed dead, and so many more are still missing. Also, JC, you were caught in that fire. Describe your experience.
Well, I wasn't caught in the fire, but outside the fire. My house is in the middle of Lahaina, so that was burned down. But I stand on the highway just north of town between Lahaina and Kaanapali, the only road where the tourists go. So I stand on the road representing the real church, Heaven on Earth, here today, which is one community, one people, not a religion of Christianity. Right. So I am really the pillar of the community that Joanne was talking about.
I'm glad you made it out okay. Thank you so much,
You're
JC.
Welcome.
That's fucking weird, huh? Holy shit. What the hell was that all about?